Yeah, this is Thomas Abdul Salam with the Think Big Radio. This is Thomas Abdul Salam, your host. We got cut off a little earlier, and I apologize that to any of our radio listening audience here today. We are still waiting for our guest to appear on the show here today, so if you can just bear with me for just a moment. What I have done is decided that we can talk about something else that I think might be of interest to our Think Big radio audience. And again, I'm going to be doing this somewhat off of the top of my head, also based on looking at some material that I just happen to have here. Again, this is Think Big, thinkbigradio.com, and we always appreciate our listeners who come here to learn big things. As they say, your success is our success. I want to talk to you about just that, sort of thinking big, how to begin to think at a new level. And this is what, no matter where you are, no matter what you're doing, no matter how big you're thinking today, we all of us need to think about how do we get to the next level? How do we expand our thinking? How do we express ourselves to move beyond where we are today, so that we can begin to grow as a person, no matter what we're doing? So one of the things that we first of all have to begin to do is to look at where are we ourselves as our own thinking process. How are we processing information? How do we get to where we can begin to be a little bit more innovative, think outside the box, color outside the lines, whatever you want to call it? How do you begin to become more innovative? What I'm going to suggest to you is that you at least begin to look at your environment and look and see what other big thinkers are doing. This way, you should be able to draw inspiration from them, maybe get ideas from them, maybe be able to build on what other people are doing. So thinking big is not a level at which you reach and you decide that this is a comfort level and I'm going to stay at this level here, or because other people are playing the game in different ways, in different genres, and they're doing big things also. So to be innovative or to be able to create a new thinking process, a mindset for thinking big, you have to be reading. You have to look around and see what other individuals are doing, all right? So look at the large corporations. Even though you may be a small business, look at what other large corporations are doing and see what there are, what kind of things they're doing, maybe whether it's with their employees, product development, because one of the things that all of us are challenged with, I don't care what business, what genre you're in, and that is marketing. All of us is challenged with the ability to market whatever we want. I was just listening to another radio show, and caller 3110, are you on the air? Can you hear me? Well, let me bring you on the air. And caller 3110, can you hear me? I guess not. Caller 310, can you hear me? Okay, well, anyway, we're going to continue on talking here. What I'm saying is that think of yourself like any other small business person, a one individual person, a rap star, or before they become a rap star. You're an underground, you have a product, and you're the underdog. You're the underground. So now the issue is how do you come from underground so that you can run with the big dog, so to speak? This is where thinking big really comes in as a tool, a process, because most of the difference sometimes isn't all about talent, and sometimes it's not even about the product. It's about how you process the information. How do you become innovative? Yes, Rosemary, are you there?
Yes, I am here, and I agree with you totally and completely. It's always a good thing to look around and see what's working. Thoughts travel. And ironically, when the electricity was discovered, there were thousands of people working on that same concept. It's just that Edison and his assistant brought it to the forefront first, saying that to say that thoughts do travel. So if you look to see what everyone else is doing, look to see what works, and then apply that to your situation at your scale or your level, you can success brings success. The best way to be successful is to imitate success.
Correct, correct. And I think one of the things, maybe drawing from your example on Edison, Edison made a comment. He said that he discovered 100 ways in which not to make the light bulb. So again, even in your mistakes, even in your stumbles, you can still think big in that process. There are still lessons to be learned. Everything is not lost. If you do not look at them as failures, and I would say, if I may give a personal plug for my book, The ABCs of Life Enrichment, which will be out soon, we have a chapter in our book about mistakes. And it is this, that you learn more in your mistakes than you do in your successes.
And Thomas, there are no mistakes. They're just learning experiences.
That's exactly my point.
You can never make a mistake. As long as you live to breathe and see another day, it wasn't a mistake.
There you go.
Fatal, I don't know. It might have been a mistake.
I definitely learned from that one. And that's the point. Right. Can you learn from things? And this is what big thinkers do. You have to be able to learn from the process. If you would keep moving, and I was using the example of a person who puts out a CD. They're an unknown. They're just the person on the street. Now, how did they become big? They have to get innovative. And like I say, marketing is one of the biggest tools, the biggest places we have to begin to think big at, whether it's standing on corner, passing out the CDs, going to a party and getting up and doing the open mic thing or traveling. Whatever you have to do, you have to begin to be innovative in the process, and the more innovative you can become, the bigger your thinking becomes, the more options you can have as you move forward. So this is what we're going to, like I say, fortunately, I was waiting on our guests to show. They have not shown as of yet, and we're just going to carry this on, and the co-host, Rose Marie, is going to help me out here today, I hope.
Yes, absolutely. Thomas, for every action, there is a reaction.
Yes.
Now, what you must determine within yourself is, do I want a positive reaction or a negative reaction? See, positive brings positive, and negative brings negative.
Correct.
Okay? Now, sometimes you can do something negative, and somewhere down the line, it'll roll back around, and it'll be about for the best. But for the most part, positive will bring positive and negative will bring negative.
Correct.
In business, you have to ask yourself in your ethics, what positive move can I make today? You have to say move because you have to exert yourself. You have to have motion. You have to move. You have to motivate. You have to do something. Something brings something.
That's right.
Okay, so once you say, what positive move can I make, then you're on your way. On the other hand, you can say, what negative non-movement. Non-movement is sometimes negative. The only reason why I say sometimes is you have to acknowledge, just because you're not physically moving does not mean you're not mentally moving. As long as you are mentally, positively moving toward a goal, or physically moving toward a goal, there is still motion. Motion does not always equate steps with your feet and with your hands because you have to start with the thought. It has to be in your heart. You have that desire in your heart, that burning desire in your heart. From your heart, it goes to your head. From your head, it comes out of your mouth, and then from out of your mouth, you dictate to the rest of your body where you're going to go from there.
That's
and
right.
That's kind of like the cycle. That's the cycle of positive motivation, negative motivation, but it all starts in your heart.
That's correct.
To the head, to the mouth.
I totally agree with that. It starts in the heart. But I'm going to give you one thing here. I'm going to give you a quote here. I'm going to read a quote that says, "There's very little difference in people, but that little difference makes a big difference. The little difference is attitude. The big difference is whether it is positive or negative." Okay? And I think this is what Rosemarie is talking about. No matter how you're looking at things, no matter how you have to keep a positive attitude, even when the negative things happen. You have to keep a positive attitude in order to keep this cycle that she just mentioned to you in motion. Because once you stop the motion, believe me, all the thinking, all the processing begins to slow down, if not come to a total halt. So you always have to see yourself in motion. And what I always try to tell people is always make a distinction between what you're interested in and what you're committed to, right? Because you can have a lot of interest. In other words, people have to-do lists. They can have a lot of things on their to-do list, but there's probably very few of those things that they're actually committed to do. And you really have to begin to understand what are the things that you're committed to, because it is the things that you're committed to that causes you to think bigger. These are the things that really generate this energy that Rosemarie is talking about. It generates that movement. Once I can decide what are the things I'm committed to, then my mental process, this cycle that she's talking about, from the heart to the mind to the mouth, so to speak, that process almost becomes automatic, because now you can be more enthusiastic. You can be more enthused about your process. It within itself opens up the heart, the mind, so that you can think bigger. You can then speak bigger words. You can then cause yourself to move in a direction that yesterday you might have thought you was afraid to even move in. You just said, I'm not going to go there.
But you also have to keep in mind, association brings about simulation.
Yes.
So if you associate with what you want to be, the people, the concept, let's just say you want to be in a mortgage industry, associate mm-hmm. with mortgage people. You want to be a chef, associate with people that are in the food industry. You want to have a catering service. Association mm-hmm. is very, very positive association. Successful people,
mm-hmm.
very important.
That's right. You know, and the other thing is that one of the things that causes thinking to grow bigger is that you have to learn to ask the right questions. You have to learn to ask positive, forward-leaning questions. Now, this is one thing that I basically say practice on what I call appreciative inquiry. But the process here is that if you ask positive questions, you usually will get positive responses. But asking questions on whatever level usually moves the thinking process forward. Again, if you want to be a big thinker, if you want to do big things in the world, then you have to ask the right questions at the right time and ask big questions. Don't always just settle for what I call people give themselves padded answers. You know, hey, give yourself time to reflect and think about this process that Rosemarie, again, just spoke about. That process really helps would move with questions. If you ask yourself good questions, then, again, the thinking process can grow quite large in the process of that. So always seek, how am I going to get more information that will help me think larger? And questions. And one of the questions that I always ask people to ask themselves is the why question. Because why, first of all, takes you inside. And I think it gets you back to that hard thing. If you ask yourself why am I committed? Why do I want what I want? Why am I moving in the direction that I want? These are the questions that only you as the person can answer. And the
or
more,
you have to ask yourself, what moves you? I guess that's
to be a good way. What
moves you?
Yeah.
Like,
you know,
what moves you to eat?
Mm-hmm.
What moves you to go to the movies?
Mm-hmm.
What moves you to pick up the phone and call a loved one?
Correct.
What moves you to stand on a bus if you don't have a car to get where you want to go?
Mm-hmm.
What is your motivator? What
yeah.
is in your heart that moves you?
Mm-hmm. And Rosemary, why don't you give the tagline here for the Think Big Revolution, if you would.
Think Big. ThinkBigRadio.com, where big thinkers come together and teach to teach and learn. Think Big. ThinkBigRadio.com, where big thinkers come together to teach and learn.
Okay. And so again, remember, that's what we're talking about here today is think big. That's the theme of the radio, and this is what we always want. We invite big thinkers to come. We try to give you things that help you think big in the world, talk about business, real estate, investments, other types of areas of this nature. But again, remember, what we're doing is hopefully by all this process, we're causing you to ask the questions and hopefully giving you information or causing you to go out and get new information that will feed you to think at a new level. So always remember, always come to every, I think we're on Monday, Tuesdays, and Thursdays at 6 p.m. my time in California, Pacific time. But the other thing, and Rosemary talked about this one a little earlier, and that was is what I'm going to say is relationship building, networking. She just was talking about go into circles that you, if you want to be a chef, go hang out with chefs. You know, learn from those people, get involved with those, and then you'll see what is their process for processing the information in the world or getting information, how do they cook certain things, what do they do. But getting in there and hopefully getting good quality relationships going will also feed your thinking process.
In most cities, there is a, generally on a Saturday or a Sunday, there is a section for community affairs. This
mm-hmm.
section tells you where all the free events are, where all of the events are for fairs, for mixers, for real estate, for this, for that, for whatever it is that your interest might be, it will list where these places are being held. Also, most cities have Toastmasters.
Yeah.
Most cities have realty boards.
Mm-hmm.
They have culinary boards.
Mm-hmm.
They have catering boards. These are the various groups. If you go, some of them have Teamsters.
Mm-hmm.
The unions, they have musicians union if your desire is to be a musician. They have unions for cooks. They have unions and they have boards.
Mm-hmm.
And if you look for unions and boards from there and just going to their meetings, which are 99 times out of 100 open and receptive to new members and guests, that's where you will find a wealth, a gold mine of
mm-hmm.
people that are doing what you want to do.
Yeah, and also maybe Chamber of Commerce, that could be another one, but they also have national organizations that you probably can join. They maybe take go online and look up some of the websites of interest for yourself. But, you know, but again, remember, how do you, or what motivates you, as Rosemary was saying a little earlier, what motivates you to think larger? What motivates you to get committed to something? Because as long as you're just sitting still, You're not processing information. You're not asking questions. You're not involved in certain networks and so forth. Your thinking process will always be small, or it won't encompass, won't be large enough to encompass that which you say that you're actually trying to pursue. So the more you move, the more the information moves towards you, if I can use that kind of terminology. So you have to be seeking solutions. Okay? Solutions within themselves help you think bigger. See, there's another thing that always happens. Sometimes I go to meetings, and you can always initially go to a meeting, and a lot of times you can almost divide the room up into two sects. Those people who think in terms of problems and those people who think in terms of solutions. The problem people are always reminding you of the problem, why we can't do this, or always talking about yesterday or some other place they came from or those kinds of things. But solution thinkers, they're talking about the future. They're trying to solve it. They're trying to break it down in enough saying to say, okay, well, let's take this little piece here. And what is blocking us from getting to the next level? Okay, so you have to ask yourself, what side of the equation am I on? Because this is affecting your ability to think larger. Either you're a problem thinker or you're a solution thinker.
There's only one thing that can block you, because the world is yours. That is one of my books, The World Is Yours, Stepping Out of Darkness into the Light. But the world is yours, and the only thing that can block you is you yourself.
Mm-hmm.
You get in your own way,
yes.
Okay, yes. By being open and receptive to negativity. Some of these things that are negative or some of these blocks are inbred from when you were a child.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes you have to just kind of talk your way through them or go back, fix it, and come forward. Move forward and say, okay, I've dealt with that. Now it's time for me to get busy.
Yeah.
But you are the only thing that can block you. There are people that have all kind of diseases, disorders, blind,
mm-hmm.
crippled,
mm-hmm.
and
right.
crazy, okay,
mm-hmm.
that go out and accomplish whatever they want to accomplish because they have that motivation, they have that desire in their heart to do that.
Right.
So if people that have handicaps and disabilities, physical,
mm-hmm.
mental, and financial. Oh, let's not forget about the financial handicap. You know, there are people like, the gentleman, Tyler Perry,
mm-hmm.
he was homeless.
Yes.
You know, and he was homeless to the point where he was asking people for money and sleeping under a bridge.
Mm-hmm.
But he had this burning desire in his heart, and he was able to convince somebody of what his dream was.
Yeah.
He painted the picture.
Mm-hmm.
If you can paint the picture to
That's
yourself
right. mm-hmm.
and then describe that picture to somebody else, then you're not alone, because we're really never alone. We're not the only ones that come up with one thought. In the world, there's nothing new under the sun. The same thoughts that we have, someone else might have, but they might not be as motivated. They might be a supporter. They might be on the sidelines. They might say, yeah, I'd like to see somebody do that, but that somebody is not them.
Mm-hmm.
But that is someone that perhaps would support you in your desire.
Correct. Correct. I think that's one of the things is that, you know, you also have to operate as a team. And this may go back to the relationship, networking, and so forth. But if nothing else, in this case, Tyler Perry was able to build a team. He was able to say to someone else, in other words, maybe again, I'm using Rosemary's process here, the heart had a dream. Tyler Perry was able to take his mind and visualize that dream, and then he was able to speak it to someone. Someone else was able to hear it, see it, and believe in that. So we have these dreams that we have to get forward. But again, the dream can help you think bigger. Or the more you get into your dream, the more you begin to see where you want to go. Or again, solution versus a problem. Tyler Perry could just saw himself as a homeless man. Even though he did have a dream, he could have just saw himself as a homeless person. But who's going to believe in me? That's problem thinking. But he thought of it, so he was thinking in terms of solution. If I just meet the right people, if I just tell the right person, if I can continue to develop this dream, this vision I have, and eventually I meet the right person, I stay in the right relationships, even though I'm homeless, I can still meet someone, and eventually I can speak the dream to them. Someone else can believe in it, and this is the other point, too, is that you have to continue to believe in yourself. And this is one thing that he did. He continued to believe in himself until others believed in him. Because if you give up on you, then again, very few people are going to believe in you. There are very few people are going to buy in to your dream. Right? So you have to hold on to enough belief in yourself in order to get to that point where you can meet the right people or you can get to solutions and so forth. So, because these things will take you through your journey. And it is a journey, I think Maria talked about a little earlier about setting goals and direction. This also is a process of thinking big. Again, if you don't have a good direction in life, this is going to affect your attitude, your ability to commit, and so forth. You have to have a direction that propels you forward, that keeps this movement, this energy running through you, this enthusiasm, so that you can think at a level beyond what everybody else, or at least beyond where you are right now. This is how most people get where they want. Or you can look at technology. You know, MP3 player was a gentleman sitting in his on a couch, had this idea, and so that's the dream. But somebody has to bring these things into reality. So if you're not seeking to also perform at a big level, at a level where people think big at, or people can see you as a big thinker, performance matters. If you can't produce results, then everybody's looking at you. You're looking at yourself and saying, wait a minute, can I come through? So the process of thinking big runs the entire gamut. You never give up.
Go right ahead. And you can always come through. You have to ask yourself, what will it take? You know, you don't want to just be an idle dreamer. You have to ask yourself, what will it take?
That's right.
For me, what will I need to do? What do I need to do? Who do I need to hook up with? What do I need to have? And whatever I don't have, who has that I can talk to?
Yes. Yes.
And paint a picture of my dream so that it can become our dream.
Correct.
See, if you can share your dream, then it's no longer just your dream. It's your dream and everybody else's dream. And then when you have a collective situation, then you've got all this support. Then you've got a support group. Then you have all these minds operating toward this one goal. And that is truly, truly big thinking.
That's right.
No man is an island. And a lot of times we want to do stuff and we feel that nobody can do it like us. Well, that might be true. But no man is an island. So therefore, you should take your idea, and maybe somebody has a little something to add to it. Maybe somebody can, as you're talking to someone about it, you can see, well, maybe I need to take that out of it. See, the more you discuss a situation, that's why meetings, large corporations have many, many, many meetings.
Uh-huh.
Because the more meetings they have, the more brainstorming they do, the more they add to, take away, until they reach what they feel is a perfected situation that is ready to go forward. When you write a book, oftentimes you will write the book. The book might be edited 20 times, but again, these are other people thinking, looking over it, going through it. A business plan. You know, you might come up with the general sketch of the business plan. Then you give it to somebody else, let them take a look at it, share it with somebody else. And by the time you're done, you've got something that can truly work because, number one, you thought from your heart. It went from your heart to your head, to your mouth, to your hands, and then you dreamed the dream, and then you shared the dream, and then someone else shared a little bit of their part, and then you guys got together, and it was a fabulous melting pot with all these beautiful colors, and it turned out to be a beautiful thing, a beautiful dream, a beautiful project, something that could be totally complete and effective.
Mm-hmm. Very much so. And I want to go back to something else we kind of touched on. I'm not sure we got too deep into it, but that is, this financial piece, because it is something that usually causes people to stop in their tracks or cause their thinking to slow down or the dream becomes lost in the process. Always remember, your present-day situation is what you're trying to overcome. It is not the thing that should stop you. So in other words, if I don't have enough money today, don't allow that to be the dream stopper. Don't let it cause your brain to slow down, your heart to give up.
What will generally help, if you want to do something and you don't have the money to do what you want to do, mm-hmm. give a little time, either community service time or charity time, or see if you can work for someone who's doing what you want to do. Two things. One thing, you will get experience. The other thing is, if you can work for that company that you want to be similar to, you can get a little money,
mm-hmm.
And then once you have a little more experience, a little money, then you're in a better position to pull somebody in to go in with you, because now you've got experience, so you kind of know what you're talking about. Two, you've got a little money, a little seed money, like they say in church, to try to get things going. And you're not operating from a nothing from nothing. You're operating from a burning desire to a thought, mm-hmm. to, verbalizing it, to painting the dream, to saying, okay, realistically, now I don't have money. So let me see who has money. There are a lot of grants out there. But again, they need a little experience too. What company might hire me so that I can get a little more knowledge to this? Or if you are an expert in the field and you just don't have the money, then it's time to start writing out a business plan and soliciting your business plan. Because if you paint that dream fabulously enough, people will listen and somebody will support that dream along with you.
That's right. And that's what you're looking for, support. Again, if you believe in you, you can get other people to believe in you. If you can learn to articulate your vision, then other people can see the vision. I say this about, Walt Disney. I mean, he had a vision for a theme park, and nobody had a theme park in them days. But at some point in time, he had to articulate this vision to enough into people to get engineers, to get money, to get financing. But eventually now you have Disneyland, you have Disney World, you have Disney in Paris or France. I mean, what you want, you can have if you can get committed to it, stay enthusiastic about it, keep a positive attitude, and overcome the obstacles, i.e. money or other skills that you do not have. Do not allow that. I have a class that we do, and one of the topics we go over there is success by detour. Okay? First of all, you have to expect and accept that there are going to be detours in life. So prepare for detour. That's where strategic thinking comes in. Well, that comes in she was talking about business plans earlier. You have contingency plans in your business plan. But if you can learn to face the obstacles, and obstacles, as we talked about a little earlier, call them mistakes, or as he said, there's no mistakes in life. So that means I got to learn from whatever is in front of me. Whatever the wall is, whatever the road is, the pothole, what can I learn from this process to get me to where I want to be? But I have to learn the lesson here. And with every difficulty, there comes ease. But I have to get through the difficulty in order to experience the ease. Most people, and there's a There's a commercial. I don't know if it's still on TV right now. The guy graduates from college. Parents say, so what do you want to do now? He says, I'm going to move straight to retirement. Okay, well, no. You know, there's a difficulty you have to go through to get to retirement. You have to do some things, okay? So we won't want to just wake up and have an idea, and we want to be successful. We want to be famous. But there are, you don't understand what that person had to do. Like she was just talking about, somebody wrote a book, they edited it 100 times. You have to understand that book took a moment to get on the shelf in order for you to read it. That Palm Pilot you hold in your hand, there was many, many prototypes of that. So you have to get over the difficulty. You have to be able to walk through the things. And all the time, the thinking process, the ability, the visions should be getting larger and bigger. Okay? We're down to about our last 5 minutes in the show.
Well, just remember this also.
Radio.
Think Big Radio. ThinkBigRadio.com, where big
you got
where big thinkers come together to teach and learn. Remember that life is a numbers game. The more people you share your idea with, the better your odds of getting support for your idea. Constantly talk about it. You talk about it. You live it. You own it. And it will materialize. You put it in the universe, and it will materialize.
That's right. That's right. You know, this thing of, you know, getting things to materialize, and I want to go back to another thing we talked. You know, remember, performance matters, okay? Performance matters. You cannot expect results if you're not prepared to perform. Again, going back to my very first example, the kid who wants to be a rap star, he's in the basement, he's creating a CD. He has to write the songs, he has to do all of the chords to it, and so forth. And I'm speaking from experience. My son has his own record label, okay? These people come, and they're trying to become big, all right? But again, there's a lot of work you have to do. And you can see the ones who are ready to perform. And you can see those who are just here thinking they're going to be a one-hit wonder, they're going to hit this record, and they're going to be off and going, and they're going to be on tour. No. You have to look for performance, and people are looking for this in you. Is this a person who is prepared to perform? Can they get down off the high horse, get their boots dirty, get their hands dirty in the things that they want for themselves? Can we work as a team? Can I trust this individual? Where you know, it's, again, come going back to the example, you set up a rehearsal for the group, and one or two people don't show up, but yet they want to be a star. Okay, guess what? Those are the non-performers. Those are the non-performers. And don't think that people are not looking at you and seeing whether you're a performer or not. They're watching your work. They're watching your language. They're watching this dream, this vision that you're saying. They're wondering, so what are you doing about this dream? Where are you trying to push it to? And again, if you're not thinking big enough, the big thinkers will walk right by you. They will leave you right where you are. So again, remember, thinking big is a way of life. It's not something you do once, and all of a sudden you hit the lottery, so to speak, and you think you're over the top. Oh, I'm a big thinker. No, the world is constantly changing. Things are moving forward. So you have to keep a mindset. You have to continue to ask the right questions and gather information. You have to build relationships. You have to seek solutions. You have to be able to set directions, and you have to be able to deliver. You have to be able to deliver on results, and then the process starts all over again. And again, I support what Rosemarie said earlier. It comes from the heart, goes to the mind, and then it comes out in words. Okay?
You've been listening to ThinkBigRadio.com. Think big, where big thinkers come together to teach and learn. I am Marcia Rosemarie Grigsby, author of The World Is Yours, jewels of the earth, listen, and through the eyes of the child. And Thomas?
I am Thomas Abdul-Salam, and you can reach me at www.thepowertobeyou, and that's the number two, the letter B, the letter U, .com, and I am the author of the ABCs of Life Enrichment, and I am a life coach, and we practice also leadership development. We want to thank you very much. We're, I think, down to maybe getting down to 90 seconds. Any Marie, anything else you want to add? Or?
Yes, you can reach me at TriStonePublishing.com, TriStonePublishing.com. You can find me on the Internet under Rosemarie Grigsby. You may call me at 714-541-5665. There you can hear parts of my information, and we are looking forward to you listening in, tuning in on Thursday. I believe we will be on. And remember, you have been listening to ThinkBigRadio.com. Think big, where big thinkers come together to teach and learn.
Thank you very much, our radio audience. And again, as she said, we hope you tune in on Thursday very much. Thank you, Rosemarie, for coming on and co-hosting with me tonight. And we'll hopefully talk again. Take good care.
All righty.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Thank you.